drones, submarines, missiles, troops, war. As a candidate for president, Donald Trump pledged to rebuild the military and draw down the national debt. As Anna Moran Grober reports today, those two goals are at odds with each other. The president's proposed $1.5 trillion defense budget would modernize U.S. forces after a quarter century of near constant warfighting. The Pentagon calls it a generational investment. But it would come at a cost to education, housing, and other policy initiatives while adding, by one calculation, roughly $5.8 trillion in new debt over the next decade. Nor does it cover the Iran war. It's Wednesday, April 29th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Ira Porter. First, our curation of news briefs from Reuters and Wire Services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. The United Arab Emirates is exiting the OPEC oil cartel on May 1st. The UAE said that this decision reflects the UAE's long-term strategic and economic vision and evolving energy profile. It also comes as the UAE has increasingly come into conflict with Saudi Arabia, particularly over economic issues and the war in Yemen against the Iran-backed Houthi rebels. The Department of Justice has indicted James Comey a second time. According to the Associated Press, the former FBI director and prominent critic of President Donald Trump has been indicted for a social media photo from a beach walk of seashells arranged to spell 8647. Some Republicans interpreted 86, slang for eject, dismiss, or remove, according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, as a call for violence against the 47th president. Mr. Comey said he assumed it was a political message and didn't realize some folks associate those numbers with violence. Last year, a judge dismissed two charges against Mr. Comey because the prosecutor had been unlawfully appointed. Also, five young students stopped the school bus after the driver lost consciousness. The middle schoolers worked together to steer the bus, apply the brakes, and call 911 on a four-lane highway. About 40 students were on the bus when the driver had a medical emergency. In an interview with WLOX TV station, the principal at Hancock Middle School in Kilm, Mississippi said, "I'm not surprised to hear that our kids remained calm and acted swiftly." Dr. Melissa Saucer added, "We're extremely proud of them." Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or on our app for the latest news. The Trump administration has proposed a massive increase in defense spending for the coming year. It's heavy on spending for depleted munitions and plunges deep into drones as the future of combat. Anna Moran Grober reports for the Monitor. President Donald Trump's tariffs were aimed at strengthening America's economy and trading position, but they are also prompting a profound restructuring of global supply chains, with trade continuing to set records even without American or Chinese partnerships. Laurent Belsey, contributor Julia Diaz-Canero, Sarah Miliana, Ann Scott Tyson, and Whitney Ulich report from Boston, Rio de Janeiro, Toronto, Beijing, and Mexico City for The Monitor. Amid wars with Iran and Hezbollah, Israelis still very much want an independent state commission of inquiry to learn the truth about the failure to prevent the Hamas attack that sparked the Gaza war. Israel's top court has given the Netanyahu government more time. Contributor Shoshana Solomon reports from Tel Aviv, Israel for The Monitor. American consumers buy many agricultural products from Southeast Asia, where farmers are dealing with a fertilizer shortage because of the Iran war. Crop yields are expected to suffer this year, and eventually, U.S. shoppers will feel the impact. Contributor Patrick Nguyen reports from Sam Royat, Thailand, for The Monitor. Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett, and Kit Carson have all loomed large in the popular imagination. The Westerners offers a more expansive view of the 19th century American West, demonstrating that indigenous, Black, Mexican, and Asian women and men were also vital to the frontier experience. Contributor Barbara Spindell writes for the Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on heading towards correction that respects and redeems. A majority of Americans, 2/3, feel that the nation's correction system does well on maintaining prison security, thus contributing to a sense of overall public safety. But only 16% believe that the system does a good job of rehabilitating incarcerated individuals. With 95% of these individuals rejoining society after serving an average of about 3 years, the likelihood of reoffending is concerning for families of those convicted, the communities to which they return, and local law enforcement and justice systems. In response, more than a dozen states have intensified efforts to reorient their correctional systems toward reformation and rehabilitation. Reforms range from providing more mentorship and educational access to the ambitious reconstruction of San Quentin State Prison in California, and on the East Coast, a statewide shift away from what the National Institute of Justice has described as a command and control culture. The emerging approaches recognize and build on individuals' humanity and capacity to reflect, reform, and respond positively to respectful treatment. These innovations reflect a focus on human dignity for both those who work and those who live in our nation's prisons, said the Brennan Center for Justice in a study published in early April. The changes are occurring across politically and geographically diverse states, the study found, and are helping to reduce violence, improve working conditions, and equip incarcerated people to successfully re-enter society. The Chester State Correctional Institution near Philadelphia was one of the early adopters, piloting a residential unit known as Little Scandinavia after study visits to Norway and Sweden. Since the pilot began in 2022, we're seeing fewer incidents of disorder, a near absence of violence, less use of isolation, Jordan Hyatt, Drexel University professor of criminology and justice studies, told WBUR's On Point program last week. An even more striking example of change is in Maine, where the state's Department of Corrections emphasizes rehabilitation, mutual respect, human dignity, and community reintegration. Our job as law enforcement and correctional professionals is to release people healthier than when they arrived in our setting, Randall Liberty, the Commissioner of Corrections, told On Point. He promotes a redemptive environment and non-adversarial approach that supports opportunities for self-government, enrollment in college programs, and remunerative online jobs while still in prison. Some critics, he said, ask, "Where's the punishment in that?" His response: these activities give incarcerated persons the opportunity to be responsible, to feel like an adult and care for their families by paying mortgages, child support, restitution, and taxes. In addition, the Brennan Center report said state data between 2017 and 2024 has shown dramatic reductions in assaults among prison residents by 40% and in staff use of force by 69%. "I believe in redemption," said Mr. Liberty, who has served in law enforcement and corrections for more than 44 years and saw his father cycle in and out of prison during his childhood. "That's how you make our community safer and stronger." The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, as we're moving forward on our path, we can trust that divine love is meeting everyone's needs. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas, Noel Flatt, and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.